broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, January the 6th, 2023. Still got it right. 13 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here back in the studio today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I was thinking this morning, I wonder if our friend Lee was able to get his internet up and running and the TuneIn app hooked up so he could listen to us. He called in, I believe it was on Wednesday? Was it Wednesday? And said that he had gotten a Roku television, which you can get the TuneIn app on. I know a lot of people listen that way. And that the internet people were coming out yesterday to hook up his internet, and he would be able to listen to us again on a daily basis, which we are very proud of. So, Lee, if you got everything hooked up okay, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you got everything worked out and everything's up and running. Now, if anybody else has anything they'd like to say in regard to anything that we have talked about, it was good to have Pastor Whitaker back in the studio this morning. You know, the holidays, I think, are a busy time for everybody, and it just was that way this past year. We had a little conversation this week about Bill Cosby. Certainly, it was nice to have Bill Collins on this morning, talking about his run for mayor of the city of Marion. Did anybody find anything interesting about what former police chief, you know, I always get that wrong. It is Chief Deputy Bill Collins, who was on this morning, announced he's running for mayor on the Republican ticket. I think this morning said that he had Jack Kellogg supporting him, former mayor here in Marion. I don't know. Found it interesting. Did anybody else find it interesting? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. What else? Oh, you know, yesterday I got the neatest thing. I got a picture of Flippo the Clown with, now I believe in this picture, it is Marilyn and Luann. Those are, Marilyn and Luann would have been Martha Dowse's daughters. Now, if I'm getting this wrong in the picture, I'm sorry, but I believe that's who's in this picture. Now, for many, many years, and I think I did a newspaper clipping section on this on the air, maybe 6 months ago, that Flippo the Clown, when he was at the height of his success down at WBNS Television, used to come to Marion every Christmas, I believe, for the Martha Dowse Dance Studio Christmas party. And this is a picture from one of those events. So I was so happy that Marilyn was able to give this to me. And it's such a neat picture to see Flippo and Marilyn and Luann. Now, I don't know when this picture was taken. I'm guessing this picture probably is close to 50, 60 years old. And I think they used to have their events over at Unkifer Hall, if I remember right. I believe that's where Martha used to have her Christmas parties. Now, does anybody remember that when Flippo used to come to town and do things? I think he also would stop at the radio station when he was in town, and maybe he would do a couple other events, but I know he was here for the Martha Dowse events, and it's so nice to see this picture. So does anybody remember these events when they went on, or have any remembrances of Flippo the Clown? You know, he was such an iconic figure in Ohio, and certainly Central Ohio. Everybody loved him. You know, there were only three channels back in those days, and that was a very big deal if you could secure Flippo the Clown to be at your party or event. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any remembrances of Flippo the Clown. Hey, there's a happy topic. Nothing controversial or political about that particular topic. People just loved Flippo. Now, we did have a family feud that we started yesterday, but I left it at home, you know, doing the show from home half the time and doing the show from the office half the time. You kind of, if you remember to take things back and forth, good, and if you don't, you're in trouble sometimes. But we do have a new category here today. We'll get back to that old category that we started yesterday next week. But here is the category. I like this category. It's got 8 answers. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? I think that's interesting. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? 8 answers here on the board. Now remember, we are at the office today, so the phone number is 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the answers are? 8 big answers. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Now, I'm going to imagine a lot of these, even though I'm looking at them, I haven't gone down the list totally yet. A lot of these, I would imagine, probably have to do with the movie, possibly, or just, I guess, your own personal wants in life. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, it was very interesting earlier when the pastor's show was on. Of all times, we get a telemarketing call. A telemarketing call, of all things, while Pastor Whitaker's on. His show returning after a little bit of a brief hiatus. He was off doing some other things. As I say, we all get busy during the holiday time. In any event, phone lines are open here. Getaway Friday. Little cooler than it has been this week, but, you know, we roll with those punches. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? 8 big answers. Does anybody know what any of the 8 answers are? 740-383-9944. Going to the land of Oz, and you want something from the wizard, what would it be? You know, that movie, trying to think of what year it was made. I think in the 1930s. I think it came out the same year that Gone with the Wind did. That movie, The Wizard of Oz, has held up so incredibly well over the years. It's still a very popular movie. I still see kids watching that movie, also buying items that relate to that movie. So it's very interesting when you look at the big picture, when it comes to Oz. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'd say money.
Money. Hey, you're back up and running.
Yep.
Money's the number one answer. So how are things working?
Pretty good.
Good. So did you have to get Adam over there, or were you able to figure it out?
No, I had Adam come over.
Oh, Adam came over yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. So did the internet hookup go along easy enough?
Yeah.
Good. Good. So do you find the TuneIn app easy to use?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it an easy...
Turn it on.
Yeah, sounds just like the radio, doesn't it?
I wish I could watch TV while played, though.
I know. Isn't that a thing? I know. So one day they'll have to create something to do that. Now, do you did you hear Bill Collins this morning?
Yeah.
What'd you make of what he had to say? I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, he sounds like he's got some, you know, some good ideas.
What did you think?
Working downtown, you know, helping downtown businesses. But I don't know just what we can do about downtown.
Well, what did you think about his feeling of how Mayor Schertzer has done? What did you glean from that?
He don't really think that Mayor Schertzer's really been doing a good job. I don't understand him thinking that the mayor should be responsible for Robert, you know, failing. The mayor tried to offer him, you know, told him that, you know, if he needed help, let him know he had people there. He wouldn't, you know, show up to any of the meetings. I don't see how the mayor's responsible for that.
Well, it is interesting to me how we ended up coming back to Robert Landon. I mean, the mayor mentioned it on Tuesday, and Bill mentioned it this morning. And it's interesting how that is still contention with people.
I mean, you know, if somebody don't want your help, there's not much you can do.
Well,
you know, if a horse doesn't want to drink, it's hard to make it drink.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting to me because in the grand scheme of things, it sounded to me like Bill Collins was saying that maybe they were out to get him. Now, I don't know. Did you ever get that impression?
Yeah.
Oh, so you thought maybe they were out to get him.
You know, they kind of feel that way because Robert said that, you know, that they was out to get him, but I don't. Collins thinks that the mayor should have, you know, gave him more help and says that, you know, you just can't give nobody help if they don't want help.
Well, that's true. Now, what do you feel, now, would he be somebody you would vote for at this point? I mean, obviously, we don't know who else is going to be running, but did he say some things that resonated with you?
Well, if he's the only person, I might vote for him.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I can't imagine that he'll be the only person. I can't imagine the Democrats will not put somebody forward, considering we have a Democratic mayor. What I think happened was that everybody was waiting to see what Mayor Schertzer was going to do in the Democratic Party, and based on that, I think people made their decisions.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really don't know. It was also interesting to me how Colin said that he would have ran even if Mayor Schertzer would have run.
Oh, I think he's true right there.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the truth.
I think he's going to go ahead and run.
That might have been a tough challenge for Mayor Schertzer. Former police chief.
Yeah, because Collins is pretty well known.
Yeah, and it just seems like they had a difference of opinion on some things, and that would have been interesting. But now we know that you feel more toward the Democratic side. Locally here, who would you like to see the Democratic candidate for mayor be, if not Mayor Schertzer?
I have no idea.
See, that might be tough for the Democrats right now. I don't know who they would get.
Mary Ellen Withrow make a good choice.
That might be the only choice. I really don't know. You look at city council, and there are only three, I believe, Democrats on city council right now. You've got Ayers Ratliff. You've got Mike Thomas. You've got, I can't think of the gentleman in the first ward who replaced Kai Mead, but that gentleman's a Democrat. And I guess you have four, because you have the president of city council, who's a Democrat, Todd Schneider. But I really don't see any of them. Mike Thomas, I don't think, would run because of age. I don't think that the first ward councilman would run because he just got that position, filling in for Kai Mead. I don't think Todd would run, because I don't think he would run against Bill Collins. I don't know about Ayers. I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing we're going to have this year because that election comes up in November.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Well, and the deadline's approaching to file. You know, I believe the deadline is early next month in February, so they're getting down to about a month that they have to get this done.
Well, we should be here. Who else is going to be running here pretty soon?
Hopefully. Well, money was number one. Glad you're out there listening again.
Yep.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Well, it's nice to have Lee back with us here in the morning swing of things. All right. The category, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? That's the question. Now, the number one answer was money. Lee got that. I think we all would like a little bit of money. But what are the other answers? If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Now, we've got seven other answers here. It's kind of a big category. Money was number one. 37 people said money. But there are seven other answers. And like I said, some of them relate to the movie, and I think some of them just relate in general to things we would probably want in life. So, that is the question. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I know a lot of people end up calling the wrong number because on Friday, we do switch back to the office here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Oh, wait.
Life.
Go ahead. What's that?
Eternal life. You live forever, whatever.
Eternal life. Let's see here. No eternal life, but there's something on here that's a little close to that. Not eternal life, though.
Okay, and so I was going to tell you, that girl from Upper Sandusky, I mean, her picture's in today's paper.
Oh, the one who was killed?
Yes, and it's so sad. They've got such a nice write-up, and it said, get this, her classmates remember seeing her walk through the halls with a huge smile and a Bible in her hand. At this age, she would be have enough, I don't know, nerve to walk through the school with a Bible in her hand. And she does. She has a huge smile.
Now, what school did she go to?
It says Winford. Which one is that? Crawford's Bucyrus, isn't that?
I believe so, yeah. Winford. You know, I'm not exactly sure where Winford School is. I don't know that I've ever been to Winford School.
Yeah, it's, I think, kind of like around, is it Bucyrus or somewhere in there? But since she was born in Indiana, but her parents are up there in Nevada, and then her some of her grandparents are from, I think, around Bucyrus. So I think originally, you know, they're from this area.
That's interesting. Now, have they made any headway in the investigation or why this happened?
It didn't even mention that. It just said that it didn't even mention that incident or anything.
It just her obituary.
There's nothing in the paper about the incident. There, you know, it has a picture of her, and she's. I guess she's. I'm taking it from. She found a church here in Marion. She seems to be very religious.
I think Winford is in Bucyrus, come to think of it. I'm pretty sure, because Crawford...
Is that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, that is a shame. And how old again was she?
She was 22.
22, and just
and
married.
She was just 22 in September.
My goodness. And just married in October.
Yep. Yeah.
And this guy, she works at a dollar store in Upper Sandusky, and some guy comes in with a machete and does this.
Yeah, swings, but what I heard was very bad, I'm not saying. I mean, you know, and stuff, and, yeah, he just started swinging it, and when you swing a machete, I don't know how sharp they are, but, you know, they, that they could do, I mean, so, yeah, it just makes you sick when somebody, you know, is that nice, and the write-up has got, like, a lot of Christian churches and stuff and things, so she was, I'm taking a, it said she was devoted, she reads the scripture every day. She loves the Bible and was devoted reading the scripture, and her heart was for the Lord, was, you know, was reflected in the way she lived her life. And that does, it just, you know, she just wouldn't do, you wouldn't take anything bad at all, and for something like that to happen, so.
Oh, it's horrible. Hey, did you get a chance to hear Bill Collins this morning?
No, I didn't, I was doing some other stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. He, you know, he's running for mayor and gave his opinions on it, so that was a pretty good...
I wish I'd, well, I had some other stuff to do, so I got to get on a lot of paperwork, and I, like Scott, I said, I need, if anything with, you know, with, like you were just talking about, Martha, you got any kind of pictures, if you could just copy me a few of those, you know, like, things like that, that you've done.
Yeah, I'll work on it. I was trying to find... There's a file around here, I'm pretty sure, where we kept a lot of that. I was trying to... last night, we were going to have a meeting with Terry and Sean, and we ended up not having a meeting because one of them got sick. So as soon as I'm able to find that folder, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I just clipped that little thing about the trees for the white men. It just had your name, you know, two or three other names, but I need some different stuff to, I think, send to really do it. So I'll get off here.
All right. Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, not hell or eternal life is not on the list, but there is something else on the list. You know, I don't think this week at all we have heard from Sarah. I don't think I've ever known that to happen. I hope she's doing okay. You know, last week, I think when we talked to Sarah, she had been off work because she wasn't feeling very well. I think she had gotten the flu or something. So I hope Sarah's out there. I haven't heard from Trish for a while. I hope Trish is doing okay. Really haven't heard from her since maybe before the holidays. Ryan, hope he's doing okay, our regular listeners, and certainly glad to have Lee back, and of course Judy out there. So, you know, hey, if you're out there, give us a call, play along. We're having a good time here this morning. Now, the category is, if you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say your health.
Now that's it. Health or a new heart. Number two on the list. You got it.
Yeah, I miss Sarah. I wondered why she wasn't calling me in.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Sarah since last week. And, well, we had a lot of guests on this week, so I thought maybe that's what it was. It's good to have Lee back with us. And
yes, I thought she was feeling sick or something.
Yeah, I remember her saying last week she was sick, so I don't know. I hope she's doing okay.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully we hear from Sarah again. We always hear from Sarah, and it's always a lot of fun, but I don't know what's happened to her this week. Hopefully she's doing okay. If you're out there listening, Sarah, driving the bus around, we hope you're doing well. We're checking in on our radio family. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I haven't been in contact with, had the phone. Anyway, I want to tell you, last Wednesday night, I went out to take my trash out, and my flower bed at the end of the patio, I have daffodils that are at least 3 inches high, and I have irises that are all green, and I have green leaves on that.
Really?
So I'm telling you, we're either not going to have anything next spring or whatever. But I called my daughter-in-law because she's quite the flower person. I said, check your flowers. And she says, okay. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that the spring flowers are coming on the 4th of January.
Now, see, now that because when a frost comes, it'll probably wipe them out, right?
Well, possible. I don't know. Well, I guess come spring we'll find out, won't we?
I'll tell you, last spring was so strange in summer. Maybe it'll be stranger this year. Who knows?
Well, but that was just weird to me. I seen those and I thought, well, God, it's only the 4th of January. Now, this is just weird. So I just thought I'd share that if anybody else wanted to look at their flowers.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We always appreciate information like that. You know, I one day I'm going to learn how to garden. You know, I can do it somewhat. Let's put it that way. I can do it somewhat. But I'm going to learn one day how to be better in the garden, in the yard, than what I am. That's one of my goals. 37 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The question this morning is, if you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money and health, a new heart. It's got a slash in it. Health, a new heart. Still six other answers here in this particular category. 740-383-9944. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? And again, we hope that Sarah and Trish are out there and doing okay. So much illness going on right now with the flu and COVID and colds and just things of that nature. You know, somebody told me the other night that the hospital was very full. Now, I don't know if that's the truth or not. I haven't called anybody. But has anybody heard anything about the hospital filling up, being full because of flu and pneumonia and things of that nature? That's all I was told that by somebody. I don't know that to be fact. And what a horrible story, though, about the poor girl in Upper Sandusky, 22 years old, working at that dollar store, and the guy comes in with a machete. I mean, you just could not have any more horrible of a story. I mean, that's just awful that that happened. And her husband, her poor, poor husband, just unbelievable. You know, I don't know what that says about our society. I still think we need to know more about why that happened. It's my understanding the guy did not take anything. You know, so it doesn't even sound like it was a robbery. I don't get it. I have no understanding. You know, normally I think we would say the guy was trying to rob the place and that's why he did that. Not that it makes it right, but at least it gives it some kind of explanation, but it doesn't sound like he was trying to rob the place. I have no idea. Has anybody heard anything about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? What an interesting question. You know, every time I read this, it sounds odd to me, but we get where it's coming from. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? 740-383-9944. Money is number one. Health, a new heart, is number two. But there are still six other answers. Does anybody know what they are? Now, again, some of them have to do with the movie, and some of them just have to do with things you might want in general. And remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying to get in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the mayoral hopefuls.
Yes, very interesting this morning.
You getting any light snowflakes out there? We got some very light snow here in northern Franklin County.
You know, I haven't seen any yet.
Okay, well, we have enough flaky people in office, so let's get a good mayor. And I think Bill is well qualified. I mean, I'm always in favor of good law enforcement.
No, that's interesting. That's interesting because I think most people would say he was rather critical of Mayor Schertzer this morning, and yeah. You have always been a fan of his.
Well, somewhat. I like that he's moderate. I mean, in a smaller city, again, I don't believe in political parties to begin with, but you never really matter if someone's Republican or Democrat, and he's certainly a moderate Democrat. I mean, compare him to Ginther. I mean, Ginther or Lori Lightfoot. I mean, those are two. Naming the two largest Midwest cities, both are extremely liberal. number two. It seems to be very moderate. You know, sometimes I kind of wonder, is his heart really in the job? That's what I think Bill may have been mentioning, but yeah, I've never met him, so, you know, it's hard to quantify, but I think he's decent. I'd be interested in seeing what a Collins administration might be like. Yeah, it's a shame I really wasn't doing much in Marion when Jack was mayor, because, I mean, having met him, he's obviously a great guy, and also seemed very moderate. But the fact that Jack, to me, I mean, he's still very visible, obviously. Everybody knows who he is. The fact that he would support Bill, that's big. I think you'd agree. That's bigly.
Well, that is a big endorsement. Now, I'm trying to remember. I know that Jack Kellogg went along with a lot that Mayor Schertzer did. I don't remember him endorsing a lot of his opponents. I can't remember if he endorsed Kevin Norris or not. I don't remember. I know he did not endorse Dr. Gilsdorf. I don't think he endorsed Gene Hoffman. We'll have to talk to Mayor Kellogg about that. But he's always been, you know, very favorable. I've never heard him say many negative, or if any negative things about Mayor Schertzer.
Yeah, I was going to ask Anthony Miller if he's going to try running again. He's back in Marion. You know, you've had him on a couple times. He's a sharp young man, so I may ask him.
Well, I'll ask you.
I'm not sure he could defeat the veteran candidates like Bill, but you know, he certainly has some value, and he's a moderate Republican, I believe. So that would certainly be an interesting scenario.
Well, I'll ask you what I asked Lee earlier on, because clearly the Democrats are going to run somebody. I mean, they're not going to leave that open. Who do you think the likely person is?
Ayers, you know, he just resigned his job as the announcer at the racetrack, so it's like he's got a little extra time. He's very moderate. You know, I like him. He's a good age. He's, you know, 45-ish, I believe. You know, he's very likable. I mean, the Ratliff name is well known. I mean, Rocky Ratliff, and they're all, I believe, related in some fashion. So, possibly. You just don't think Ayers would run?
Oh, I don't know. When I was running down the people currently on city council, I don't think Todd Schneider will run against Bill Collins. I don't think the gentleman who took over for Kai Mead has been there long enough to run.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike Thomas would do it because of age. Mike Thomas, I believe, is almost 80, if not 80. And I don't know about Ayers. I don't know. Hard to say.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly would meet a lot of the specifications, and to get a very moderate Democrat like Scott, you know, a good guy. I feel like I've met him indirectly. I would certainly support him. But yeah, I think Bill offers many good qualities, and you know, I'm always in favor of law enforcement being visible. So we shall see.
I guess
interesting transition from police chief to chief sheriff deputy to mayor. That's kind of fascinating.
Now, that's an interesting question, though, because, you know, a lot of times we talk about experience. Now, Mayor Schertzer had been on city council prior to being mayor. Mayor Kellogg had been on city council prior to being mayor. This would be somebody coming from law enforcement into the mayoral job. Does having experience matter?
Yeah, I know. Remember, the sheriff in Franklin County ran for Columbus mayor and was defeated. I mean, that's not, you know, a great analogy, but it's an interesting transition. I think people have seen what the strong law enforcement presence we have in Marion has done. You know, I was totally serious and grateful when I personally thanked both the chief and the sheriff during the fruitcake tossing extravaganza for their great job. I'm sure they hear it all the time, but you can't thank them enough. There's no question they've done a great job. And you know, someone in law enforcement who works with law enforcement, which I think is an important thing to do in Marion. That's a plus. I don't know a lot about Bill, but you know, I liked his interview. He was very courteous, you know, unlike certain Congress people that I've talked about a lot. I'm not sure how old he is. I'm thinking, you know, late middle age, I believe. But I probably should have checked before I mentioned that. But yeah, I think he has good qualifications. But I'd have no complaint if Ayers were the next mayor.
I don't know.
You know, two good candidates, which I like. You know, but let's look at the presidential election. It's like I voted for the one that nauseated me the least, and that wasn't easy. In this case, if we have, let's say, just pretend we have Ayers versus Bill, I would, you know, I can't vote in the election, you know, you can't either, but, you know, for those in the city, I personally would have no complaint about either. I would have to decide which one I prefer because I like both of them. And that would be a good thing because it doesn't seem to happen a lot in politics nowadays.
Well, I think it's an interesting question because I don't know if people are going to vote party. I don't know if they're going to vote for the best person who they think would do the job. I don't know. And when you don't have an incumbent, which we've had an incumbent for 16 years, it really is a wide open race.
Yeah, I mean, in Columbus, again, the city council president became the mayor. And so, in Marion, maybe a little bit different. Let's hope we have good candidates. And I think Marion is a model of government. Plus, we have the charter city issue. As I said, I think that will eventually happen. It just won't happen right away. And, of course, that'll affect the whole scenario. That's another piece of the puzzle. And, you know, do you think Brett has designs on being mayor? I mean, he's certainly active in council. He has a good age. He's 60, I believe, you know. We may find him too conservative religiously, but I think as a man and a politician, he's more moderate, and he's very well-spoken.
Well, I don't know.
Do you think he has aspirations?
I don't know. It's very interesting because on the Republican side, I don't know if there'll be a primary or not. Apparently, Bill at the meeting made his intentions known, as he said, that he's going to run. And apparently nobody said anything to him, and time's running out to get your petition filed, so I don't know.
Okay, and so also, as we heard from our beloved listener, I guess I've had the privilege of personally meeting and providing assistance of some sort to two of our favorite listeners, the aforementioned, and also our favorite bus driver. Have you ever met Lee?
Yes. No, I don't think I have, actually.
Okay, and I'm not sure anybody had met Sarah before I did. Of course, we all have now. Yeah, Lee's a good guy. He's in person just like he is over the phone. You know, I'm a little different. I am shyer in person, you're right. But if I know somebody, you know, I don't shut up. And we talked a lot when I was there.
Well, I'll tell you what's good. The fact that Lee, after missing this station for 3 months, went out and got a television and hooked up internet service so he could listen to us again, that's what I always say. Quality, people will eventually come.
Yeah. I told him, I mean, it's what needs to be done. And there are many things you can do with this device. The Roku isn't quite as robust as what I have and others, but I mean, he's making a tremendous technology jump. And, you know, I showed him a few tricks, you know, a few things that come to mind when using this gadgetry. So, yeah, he's happy. The tune-in works really well on the Roku. Sometimes I kind of make things look easy, but it does function very well. And I generally use the Alexa, or I listen on the tune-in on my phone in my car like I'm doing now. But yeah, it's one of many ways. There's so much flexibility.
Well, and it's also interesting to me that just this hour so far, and we've had pretty long conversations this hour, we've had 4 different callers in 1 hour. That's pretty much, you know, about on par.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of people.
I mean, it's the landscape has changed, and, you know, Lee and I just talked about it, and he would prefer we still be a terrestrial, and I would. But, you know, he's willing to work on this method. And, you know, it's not expensive. And yeah, I think there are many things people can do as they get online and just look at the power of the internet and what you can do with it, and understand what you can't do with it also. So, he loves the station. I mean, he loves to listen. And I was kind of hoping he would call right at the 10 o'clock hour, and sure enough, he did. So, I certainly encourage him. You know, listen, turn. You know, the sound quality is good. It's real easy to do. The only issue with a tune-in is those annoying 2 or 3 minutes of ads when it starts, but that's a good time to get a cup of coffee or go to the bathroom, I guess.
No, we just
after that, all is good in the hood.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, thanks for helping him, and thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good day, Scott.
All right. 9 minutes left in the hour now. I would have loved to have been there when Lee and Adam got together. Wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on the wall? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I heard you mention my name.
Yes, how have you been, Trish?
I've been sick.
Oh, I thought you might have got that bug like everybody else.
Yeah, ever since Christmas, I'm hoping today I'm going to try to get to Kroger.
Oh my God! So you've been down with the flu?
It's not the flu. I went to urgent care on the 30th, and just to make sure I didn't have COVID. and I didn't have COVID. It's just some kind of upper respiratory thing. It's just this cough that just keeps hanging on.
And how long have you...
to go and we're start coughing, so...
You had it before Christmas?
No, right after Christmas.
Right after Christmas.
Yeah, started Monday after Christmas. Yeah. But when I was at urgent care, I heard you say something about Mary in general. There was this fellow there with his three little boys, and he said he had originally started to take his boys to the emergency room, and it was a 7-hour wait.
Boy, I hope you're not having a heart attack at the emergency room with a 7-hour wait.
Oh, yeah, he said, well, I think anything with your chest, they take you immediately. But he came back to urgent care there.
But you're feeling better.
I'm starting to today. Yeah, I haven't been getting up.
Well, no, I understand. Well, I'm glad you're still out there and feel better and
but
check.
As I look out the window right now, I see a little bit of snow flurries, just very light.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Adam just called in and asked me if I could see snowflakes. Adam has been to the studio. He knows there are no windows in here. How am I supposed to see snowflakes?
You need a window.
I need a window. I need something.
You need a window.
Well,
yeah.
I'm
glad to hear Lee's back.
Yeah, Lee's back with us. I was glad to hear that, too. Oh. Well, feel better soon and keep us updated.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Take it easy at the store. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, January the 6th, 2023. Hey, I'm still getting the year right. That's pretty good, isn't it? We just switched over, and I usually screw that up for about the first 2 months. I'm sure I'll screw it up, so just wait. It'll come. 740-383-9944. Remember, we'll be on through 1 p.m. this afternoon. Going to have a very interesting conversation coming up over the next 2 hours. Something I think, we're just talking about healthcare, that's right up that alley. A 7-hour wait at the emergency room. Can you imagine a 7-hour wait? Now, obviously, you know, if you had a heart condition or something like that, I assume they would take you back sooner, but can you imagine if you didn't know what you had and you pulled in there? My God, thought you were having a stroke or something? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say beauty, your looks.
Your looks. Let's see here on the list. Da, 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 da.
I don't know what word you'd use, but to look beautiful.
To look beautiful. No looking beautiful on the list, but good guess.
Oh, I thought there would be. Okay.
I know. A lot of people want it. All right. Yeah, that's an answer to our Family Feud question we've got going here. If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money was number one. Health and a new heart was number two. Now, I'm guessing a new heart probably is a play on the 1939 Wizard of Oz movie. Can you think of the other two things they wanted in the Wizard of Oz? I guess other three things. Three things in that movie that people wanted. Now, the Tin Man wanted a heart. But what did the other three people who wanted to go see the wizard want? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Real quick, because I never got to my guess. Romance, boyfriend or girlfriend? I don't think anybody said that.
You're always, you know, Adam, my God, it's always romance or some kind of illegal substance, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
I know. At least you stick with a pattern.
Looks like some of these substances may not be illegal much longer. It's going up for vote.
You know what? I don't think I would. I've never been to your home, and I don't think I ever want to, because I think there's stuff going on there that I don't want to know about.
Well, one way to find out, right?
No. We'll just leave it up to the imagination.
Romance or marriage, I mean, that should be there.
Love is number six. Heaven knows we all want to be in love, don't we?
Okay.
For about 2 weeks, that's all you need, and then just get out.
I don't have any video footage of my meeting with Lee, so, you know.
Are you saying you and Lee were doing things?
No, I said you said you wanted to be a fly on the wall to see me.
Oh, God, thank God. You scared me half to death there for a second.
No. It went well, and he is tuned in, and he is in the 21st century? 21st century.
21st century, yeah. Don't fall behind a century. Thanks, Adam. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Love, yes. Love is on the list. Number six, though, not very high up on the list. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? Money, health, a new heart, and love. Ay, ay, ay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left on the list. Does anybody know what they are? 57 and a half minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. 740-383-9944. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. You know, I have to... One of the most annoying things to me in the world is when this phone rings. Now, I like when you call in, but I don't like the ringer on. Because when you're listening to the radio and you hear a phone ring, it drives me nuts. And the phone lights up anyway, so I don't really need it ringing. But I'm not sure how to shut the ringer off on this phone. See, there it goes. You can hear it ringing. I'm going to have to work on that at some point. Go ahead, caller.
I think we all need wisdom.
Wisdom. Absolutely wisdom. No, well, you're close. What would we need to have wisdom?
A brain.
A brain. There you go. Number three on the list. Thanks. Brain shows up at number three on the list. Now, that also goes with the old movie. Now, the Scarecrow wanted a brain, I believe. Scarecrow wanted a brain, Tin Man wanted a heart, and there were two other people who wanted things from the wizard. Does anybody know what that is? Well, maybe this person knows what that is. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Didn't Lion want courage?
The Lion did want courage. No courage on the list, though. But hey, while we got a minute before the break here, you and Adam getting together, what in the world happened there?
Oh, he just talked for a long time.
Now, could you shut him up? Or is it like on the radio when he calls, and I can just, you know, go get something to eat, go through a drive-thru, you know, I don't really have to be here when he's on.
No, he was real talkative, yeah. So, he talks a lot, you know, different things about the station and so.
Well, good. I'd
like to see you get back on the...
Right. Terrestrial. Yeah. Soon. But you, now, did you like have dinner together or something yesterday?
No. I didn't fix nothing for dinner.
No. Well, that's okay. Because Adam likes to eat. We've all seen that.
For helping me.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad.
A little bit of gas money for him.
Well, I'm glad that all went well yesterday.
And hopefully I can get my laptop going here before I won't get on the internet, too.
Yeah, if you got internet at home now, you might as well go for it.
I just got to find the charger. I can't find the charger to it.
You can probably get a universal one at, like, Walmart or something.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
Adam says you can buy brand-new Chromebooks for $59 sometimes.
Well, have Adam find you one. There you go.
I mean, I don't know how much a charger would cost you, but...
I don't know. I wouldn't think too much.
I would think less than $10.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it's terribly expensive. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
We got a break coming up here. We're going to be back. Interesting conversation over the next 2 hours. Don't go away. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
Then the safety of our citizens does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does not have